It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Three Rivers Arts Festival begins tomorrow with a high-energy combination of national music sensations and local favorites. For the first time in 4 years, the Point State Park Fountain will also be a backdrop for the festival. WYEP Afternoon Mix host Rosemary Welsh kicks off the Arts Festival with a live broadcast from Point State Park, and she is here now with us in Studio A to give us a preview of some of the upcoming shows. Rosemary, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thanks for having me back, and to me, the Three Rivers Arts Festival always means summertime. It's a kickoff.
Yeah, anybody who's grown up in this area.
It started the year that I was born.
Really?
Yeah, I think they did it in honor of me. That I always assumed.
Clearly, they were trying to find some way to mark the occasion. Rosemary, we heard right at the outset of the segment there from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. They're one of the groups coming. Talk about some of the big names that we can look forward to seeing this year.
Oh, they've done an excellent job in putting this together. I got to give kudos to the folks at the Cultural Trust who have put this together, the Three Rivers Arts Festival. Starting off with Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros really sets the tone for the fact that this is time to celebrate. This is party time. It's summertime. They've been called a neo-folk family. The guy that is behind it, there is no Edward Sharp, by the way. There's a guy named Alex Ebert, and he used to be in a band called I Am a Robot, which was this really kind of techno dance music, and this is very different. It's kind of psychedelic folk rock, and it's a huge band. There'll be a dozen or more people on stage.
Right. There's a real mystique with this group, and they have one of the more intriguing members is the violin or fiddle player, a mysterious-looking brunette who sometimes sings, sometimes dances. You never know what she's going to do up on that stage.
And what is her relationship to Edward Sharp? And by the way,
but he doesn't exist.
Well, in
or
somebody,
does he?
He sort of does in someone's mind. He's this messianic guy who it's a long story, but he was created by Alex Ebert, and he's got this whole backstory to him, and I think that kind of inspires what they do on stage.
I see, and also they have been on. They're a group that's been on Saturday Night Live. They are a very evocative group that has done a number of songs that people would recognize, may not know the names of, but would they pick up the tune.
Well, you know, even if you don't know their music or you think you don't, I guarantee you that it's the kind of music where you're going to be dancing. You are going to see a lot of people dancing. And, you know, even if it's a little muddy down there, you just stomp around in the mud. Take your shoes off. That's the kind of band this is. You take your shoes off and stomp around.
That sounds like Woodstock to me.
It's a little bit like that. They would have fit in there.
Now, who are some of the other big names that are coming?
Well, I do want to point out that Denora's opening for Edward Sharp and their local band.
They named after Denora, the town, Allegheny there?
Yes, they are. And Jake and Casey Hanner are the core of it. They're the children of Dave Hanner, of Corbin Hanner, and they're very serious about their music. They're starting to get their music out there on a national level. The next day, Saturday, Bluegrass Day. This is all day long, great bluegrass music. This is a really good event for the family, to bring the family down at any point during the day. Ralph Stanley is going to be the star, and I know Bruce Mountjoy of WYEP's bluegrass show is going to be there. There's a local day on Sunday with Joy Ike and Scott Blasey of the Clarks and the Deceptions, and then you've got the orchestra on Monday night. But one I want to point out is Tuesday night, you know, middle of the week. You want to liven things up a little bit. There's this band out of Austin, Texas. There's 11 members in the band. They're Grammy winners. They're called Grupo Fantasma. This is Latin funk, and it is going to be a party. Lots of horns, lots of electric guitar. It just takes Latin funk to a new level.
That name alone, Grupo Fantasma, that's enough to make you want to go and see them.
You should. I'm telling you, I'm going to be there that night. The next night, Glenn Hansard is going to be in. Now, he is an Irish singer-songwriter. He won the Oscar a few years back for a song that he wrote for the movie Once. Very intense guy. This guy can rock as well. I mean, he's been in the band The Frame, so you never know what you're going to get from Glenn other than the fact that it's going to have a lot of intensity to it. Lucius is coming up next Friday, I believe it is. It's female vocals, a couple guys in the band. They can swing anywhere from sounding like a girl band to country music. Something else, though, Red Bharat. You take a mix of Northern India sort of wedding celebration music, and you mix it with New Orleans funk and jazz. I'm telling you, that's going to be outstanding.
We're talking with Rosemary Welsh. She is the host of the show called The Afternoon Mix on our sister station, WYEP, and she'll be down at the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and we should probably refer to it as the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival.
I think that's pretty important.
Yes. So you'll be there, and folks from WESA will be down there as well, enjoying a wide variety of different musical styles, groups that'll be pouring through near the stage. Anybody we missed before we move on to talking about the fountain?
Airborne Toxic Event, LA Indie Rock, and then Blind Boys of Alabama. They've been around for
We've heard of 50 years or so. And for folks that maybe aren't familiar with the Blind Boys of Alabama, just remind everyone what kind of music they do.
It's blues, you know, with a little soul mixed in. And these guys, I don't know how many original members there are, but they originally met at a school for the blind. And they've incorporated new members as some of the other members have passed on.
Now on to the fountain. And this was an integral part of the scene down at Point Park for years and years. The backdrop of the Three Rivers Arts Festival. And it's back after 4 years. Talk about some of your personal memories of the fountain and just the symbolism of having this back.
Well, first of all, I was always intrigued by the fountain. It became this new symbol when I was, I think it was about 13 or 14, whenever they first put it into working order back in the 1970s. And one of the big things was to go down with your friends and have them take a picture of you where you were standing in front of the fountain with your mouth open so it looked like you were shooting, you know, this giant spout of water out of your mouth. I think just about every Pittsburgh kid has done that. And if you haven't, you can do
it
again.
You can do it again.
And but what always intrigued me about it was the story of the fourth river. We always hear of the three rivers of Pittsburgh, but there's a fourth apparently underground and
yes.
That's where that water comes from. So that's always been something that's been exciting. But anytime you're downtown for a concert or a ball game, it's been sort of traditional to head on over there and before or after and watch the sunset or watch the stars twinkle if you can get a look at those.
What's it been like, you know, not having the fountain the last 4 years?
It feels like we've had a missing member of the family. You know, it's such an iconic symbol of the city. And it just, any time that the city is shown on national television, I always look at that and think, when are we going to get that fountain back? Because I think it just
right.
It's a star on top of the tree.
Yeah, and I think that one of the first times it was shown on national television was during the 1974 All-Star Game here in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
a little piece of trivia for you.
Ken Brett started that game for the Pirates.
Ooh, you see, look at you.
I was a Pirate fan all the way back then.
Rosemary Welsh is the host of the Afternoon Mix on our sister station WYEP. She'll be down there for the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival starting tomorrow. Rosemary, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. Thanks for stopping by.
And always nice to spend time with you too, Paul.
Coming up, The New Girl Goes West. Our travel contributor, Elaine LaBombe, looks at the national parks of the West.